Welcome back to Ravens Report. Time for Game Plan Offense. Back in 1996, when the Ravens' first ever coaching staff was formed, a young local kid named Jim Schwartz was the quality control defensive assistant. Coach Caldwell, he said all along that those years kind of informed the way he coaches a defense. How does that show up with this group?
Well, you know, obviously it's a very, very aggressive group. I think they play defense with the same manner and intensity that we do. And I'm certain that's come from his training and the great guys that he's been around.
It is a strong defense, particularly up front. They've spent high picks on that front. It's a tough front for you guys to go against, especially on the ground first off.
It certainly is. I mean, they do a very, very good job, I think, of making certain that they have guys up front that can get to the ball. They certainly can pressure you a number of different ways in the run game. They force you to double team, and you try to double team someone, and that usually is going to leave somebody in a position where maybe they're one-on-one and they expect him to win. Here you can see Sue does a great job here with the three technique, knocking his guard back when they're actually trying on the backside, trying to double team fairly, got two guys on him, and they still create some havoc. He pushes his guy back, comes off, makes a play, and Willie Young gets in on it as well.
They're also a team, as you look on the end zone side, that loves to swarm to the football, especially on that point of attack.
Wherever the ball is, you're going to find a number of guys running to the ball, trying to make certain that they do not gain an inch.
It is a base 4-3 with really strong active linebackers. If they can get to you with a four-man pressure, my goodness, that's tough to worry about, huh?
Yeah, and they have linebackers that can really run. They do a great job of making certain they take care of the line of scrimmage with the big guys, and the linebackers do a great job. Levy runs to the ball extremely well. Tuluk runs the ball, and he's been in this system for a while. They do a great job. But also in the pass game, they can pressure you. They can add a rusher on, but they often like to do it with a four-man rush. And you can see the guy that's leading their team in sacks, Ansu, does a great job here and really provides some pressure. He can do it with a great get-off. He's very, very quick, but he can also bull rush you, or he can get up the field. Here he takes an inside rush and gets in on the quarterback, and you can see Young tries to add it in on the other side.
The only real negative I saw was they have given up the most explosive run plays, 40s and 20-pluses. When you pop something against them, maybe it's because they're down in the box. That's really a good way to look at it. If you can pop a couple of those 40-yarders, that would change the game.
Well, they're very aggressive, and oftentimes when you're really aggressive, you know, you end up moving to the ball rather quickly, and anything that sort of counters against that, breaks against the grain a little bit, you have a chance to gain a little ground.
And you're on a dry surface in an environmentally clean kind of a building. No weather to game plan for this week, right?
Certainly we'll know how to act after the last few weeks.
How about the noise? Do you know that dome well?
You know, it's noisy. It's a noisy place, and obviously they get behind their team and do a tremendous job, and I would anticipate it's going to be rocking.
We'll send it back to Jerry with our Rave TV silent count.
Well, then fine, Larry. I'll give you the silent treatment. Okay, they're two different things. The silent count is how the quarterback signals to the center to snap the ball when it's so loud that nobody can hear the quarterback. Not being able to hear anything, not a problem when Ravens players go on the road to take the mantra of play 60.
Sometimes the eyes say it all. Welcome to an NFL Play 60 Super School. Federal Hill Preparatory School played host to the Ravens' Torrey Smith, Matt Elam, Brandon Williams, and Chris Canty, who brought an assignment any kid would want to complete.
We can't wait to get out there and play with you guys, but I want to make sure that you understand why we're here, that it's important for you guys to get out each and every day and play for at least 60 minutes, play for at least an hour every day. It's so important for your growth and your development.
So play they did, stretching, running, skipping, football drills, and more. The message is becoming more and more a part of our culture. Kids need to play, and that's a goal everyone in purple and black can get behind.
When we come back, we'll visit with a Ravens player whose kids keep him plenty busy, especially this time of the year. Haloti Ngata joins us as Ravens Report continues.